This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A new fiscal year began this week for the federal government, but nearly all the spending bills needed to finance government programs throughout the year are still languishing in the Republican-controlled Congress. Instead of finishing those bills, lawmakers have passed stopgap temporary funding measures to avert a government shutdown. NPR's David Wallner reports Congress, and in particular the Senate, is devoting almost all its attention to one perplexing issue.
Iraq was already filling the plates of lawmakers when David Kaye yesterday served up yet another helping. The man who for the last 3 months has headed the hunt for banned weapons in Iraq told several congressional committees that not one weapon of mass destruction has yet been found there. Carl Levin, a Michigan Democrat who's on the Senate Intelligence Committee, said after listening to Kaye, it's high time for a reckoning on all that was said to justify invading Iraq.
There was a lot of stretching and exaggerated statements that were made, and there were obviously people who relied on that. And the administration, I think, would be wise now to simply acknowledge that their information was faulty and get on with it.
Another senator, Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, said that after authorizing President Bush a year ago to use force against Iraq, Congress now has no choice but to deal with the consequences.
The fact is we are in deep and wide, and we can't get out. It's going to require, yes, billions and billions of dollars of more American funding, and it's going to require an awful lot of help from our allies.
The president's request for $87 billion in American funding has turned into a political lightning rod in the Senate. On the floor of that chamber yesterday, New York Democrat Hillary Clinton argued that rather than go further into debt to finance that funding, it should be paid for by scaling back President Bush's tax cuts for the wealthiest 1% of Americans.
Those of us who can afford to sacrifice for our national and international goals are not asked to sacrifice at all. In fact, it's just the opposite. We're given more and more and more tax cuts.
The tax cut rollback was defeated 57-42. But Mississippi Republican Trent Lott said the GOP leadership's decision to allow a second week of debate on the funding request will surely give Democrats many more chances to make political hay.
Is this in a presidential election cycle? Has it begun? That's what's going on. And unfortunately, the delay and all the tax don't help get the job done in Iraq.
Senate Republicans did make a move of their own yesterday by voting in the Judiciary Committee to confirm Charles Pickering of Mississippi for a federal appeals court post, the same Pickering rejected by that committee last year when it was controlled by Democrats. But even in that venue, Iraq quickly took over as the subject of the hearing.
I'd like to make a request here that this committee begin holding oversight hearings on the leaks that we have just read about.
New York Democrat Charles Schumer told the Judiciary Committee it had the obligation to hold hearings on allegations that administration officials blew the cover of an undercover CIA agent whose husband had challenged President Bush's claims about Iraq's weapons buildup. The committee chairman, Republican Orrin Hatch, replied that such hearings would be premature. David Wallner, NPR News.